Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
Feeling good?
Oh, yeah, here we go. Now you just got sound on. I'm doing well. How are you, Big O?
I'm doing good. We're out here at Hylia Park for the boxing press conference as we're getting ready for the fight card on Friday, baby. So looking forward to a little boxing. You want to come on down Friday, catch a little boxing?
Sorry, not my cup of tea. I actually used to like boxing a lot when I was a lot younger, and I've completely let go of it. So
all those great Canadian boxers didn't keep you in the sport?
Do you want to know what turned it for me? It's actually depressing. It's actually morbid and depressing. It was the Boom Boom Mancini fight which I completely enjoyed because it was nonstop action, and then the guy dies the next day, and that killed it for me.
I know it's had its stains in the sport. There's no doubt about it. Alexis Arguello and Pryor and all that stuff. So yeah, it's had its moments. There's no doubt about it. But man, this Friday, there's a bunch of young boxers that are going to be. So maybe you might be able to see a star or two. All right, my man. So talk to us. What are you hearing about the coaching search? Any new developments for the Miami Dolphins?
Whole lot of speculation all over the place, and now you're hearing that. Yes, everybody in the building really would like Brian Daboll, except the scuttlebutt out of New York is that Brian Daboll is the guy that they really want. And in light of that, I actually just put up a story on alldolphins.com raising the hypothetical, what happens if both teams say, listen, you're our guy, we want you to come coach for us, the pros and cons of both situations for Brian Daboll, which one would he choose? And it's there are pros and cons for either situation.
When you did it, and in your mind, what was it? Because in the article, you're just giving them the pros and cons. So after you did the equation, what's your thoughts?
No, but the equation is from Brian Daboll's standpoint. If he's offered both jobs, which one well, it very well may come down to Daboll's feelings about Tua, if we're going to be honest about it.
So Daniel Jones to Tua is what you're saying.
Well, it's not so much that. It's what he thinks of Tua and his ceiling. And again, as I mentioned before, he's going to walk into a situation where he's going to see Josh Allen twice a year. Okay. So he may decide, and then he's looking, okay, so Buffalo's going to be really good for the next 10 years.
Right, and the NFC East is really not good.
Actually. It's very volatile because the Cowboys are just a crazy, wacky team, and you never know what's going to happen with them. Amen. And the other two teams are not really that good. So if he's looking to win big fairly quickly, I think it's a lot easier to do with New York, which, by the way, has the 5th and 7th overall picks in the 2022 draft, whereas the Dolphins aren't picking at least before 29. On top of that, this I didn't know. I knew Brian Daboll was born in Canada. Good for him.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Hold on a second. So the pressure's on you, dude, because they probably don't have a Canadian on the Giants beat. We have a Canadian on the Dolphins beat.
There you go.
So so pressure's on you, dude. You better go get that hoser to sign with us, eh?
Thank you, Bob and Doug McKenzie. I got the reference. But here's the deal. Went to high school and college in New York. So does he have
sit on the club, drinking some coffee, and you say, hey, hoser, come on over, eh? And that's it. You mix it up a little bit.
There you go. A little bit of New York and Canadian accents. So those are the questions. Again, if it comes down to that, because there's some people out in New York are saying basically that's their guy. And then you're getting a lot of that as well here. And then you're getting, well, Mike McDaniel's their guy. And then you're getting, well, if everybody says no, then it could be Vance Joseph.
I told you, man. I told you that Daboll was their guy, man. I told you they want Daboll. They want Daboll badly. That's who they want.
And No. And I told you the same thing, that he's a guy who makes perfect sense. But again, if the Giants also want him badly, are we sure he's going to take the Dolphins over the Giants job? And
the only good thing for Dable is, I guarantee you this, the Giants and the Dolphins have told him, hey, coach him for a year. If he's not the guy, we'll move on and we'll get a guy. But I would imagine that he's probably got to coach either guy for a year. So he's got to decide what, moving forward, what's the best situation. Because if he doesn't believe in either guy, it doesn't matter. He's going to move on from either guy after a year. Correct. You know, it's not his guy, so he can't be blamed for it. That's the good thing for him. But if he does like either guy, then obviously he would lean to the guy that he likes there. But I would imagine it's not a long-term tie for either guy. I just think, I know on the Miami side, from what I'm hearing, is it's just a matter of kind of, all right, let's build it right once and see if he can do it. And if he can't do it, then we can move on. I think that's the thinking in that front office. That's just me.
I think the thinking in both places is one more year for the guy and then we move on.
Right.
But again, if another possibility falls into either the Giants or the Dolphins' laps, are they going to really pass it up? I don't know. I don't think so. But I think the thinking heading into the offseason, yeah, for both Daniel Jones and Tua, is one more year, and then in 2023 we move.
Right. Yep.
And it's possible that he's looking at either one of those. We have a little bit more body of work from Daniel Jones, but it's possible he's looked at both of those guys and decided. And again, this is a guy who's worked, and it's not maybe not a fair comparison, but the fact remains, this is a guy who's worked with Josh Allen for the past 4 years. And while you're not going to get a Josh Allen because the guy's a complete freak physically, you also know that you want an elite quarterback. And I understand, I get the point that it takes guys around him, and I get that. And you can win with a Jimmy Garoppolo, for example, who's in the NFC Championship game. But as I said all along, it increases the margin for error dramatically when you have a complete stud at quarterback.
Yeah, it could, but then
it does. Forget it could.
Then,
it does.
Then there is Aaron Rodgers sitting with one championship, and you've had a complete stud and one championship. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like because you have the stud means that you're going to get all kinds of championships. Oh, and by the way, last time I checked, Mahomes is still stuck at one.
Dude's been in the NFL 4 years. He's been to four AFC championship games. I think we can say he's been completely ridiculous.
In the same 4 years, Brady has two. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, but it's not all about championship. Well, no, it's about winning the Super Bowl ultimately.
No, it is. It's all about that. We already did the big stat thing with Marino. You want to win the Super Bowl, dude.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Who would you have rather had as your quarterback, Dan Marino for 17 years or even Eli Manning or Trent Dilfer, who won Super Bowls but weren't half the quarterbacks this guy was and put you in contention every year?
Eli Manning, yes.
Okay.
Because you have two titles, bro.
Okay.
I mean, you know, what do you want, Bob Greasy, who had half the talent of Marino, or do you want the Marino years? No, you want the Bob Greasy years. Because there was Zonka kicking Morris. There was a no-name defense. It was a nasty team.
Because they were a better team.
Right. Exactly. That's what it's all about. Like before you came on, I said Teddy Bruschi had the line of the weekend. Quarterbacks don't win championships. Teams win championships. And he's right. He is absolutely right. You can have the gunslinger to bail you out all the time, but in the end, the gunslingers rarely ever win that title unless they have a team with them at that point.
It's also a lot easier to win a Super Bowl with a stud quarterback, as in Tom Brady, three times the last 6 years, Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl. The one outlier in the past 8 years, I think everybody's been a stud quarterback except for Nick Foles that 1 year where
the Eagles caught Manning. Peyton Manning was terrible, bro. Peyton Manning is the worst quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl. Worse than Trent Dilfer.
Well, that 1 year, the way he was playing at that time, yeah.
He's broken down. That's what I'm saying. And but they still, outliers, they still won with that guy.
Correct, because their defense was ridiculous. But
You get to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman. Mm-hmm. When you have a team.
And they got smoked. in the Super Bowl.
Right, right. No, but I'm saying the team, all they need is a – I mean, dude, Tennessee is really just a quarterback away from a Super Bowl. Correct. Really? That's all they have.
Well, don't you want, if you're Tennessee, don't you want something better than Ryan Tannehill?
Well, I know that.
Okay.
Apparently they don't, but I know that from the get-go.
You're kind of proving my point that you do need to start quarterback along with the rest of the team.
It doesn't have to be a stud because Brad Johnson's proven it. You know, Greasy wasn't a stud. You know what I'm saying? He's a Hall of Famer and all that, but he's not a stud. He's a solid quarterback. Let's be honest now. He ends up in the Hall of Fame because of what the scenario that he was in elevates him to a Hall of Fame status. But I mean, let's call it like we see it. Greasy wasn't Unitas or Marino, you know. Come on.
Let's just say if somebody argued against his Hall of Fame presence, I wouldn't push back.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't push back very hard. But again, you're talking about teams that were completely exceptional around them. Like defense for Tampa Bay when Brad Johnson was a quarterback was ridiculous.
All right, and by the way, Brad was a solid quarterback. He gets a little – he's not Trent Dilfer, bro. He's way better than Trent Dilfer. Anybody watch Brad Johnson, go watch him in Washington and Minnesota before he won it in Tampa. Guy was a solid quarterback, dude, okay? Way better than Trent Dilfer ever was. You know what I mean? I think we diss Brad Johnson a little too much. You know what I'm saying? I know he's not a stud. I know he's not elite. But, dude, he's not what – Peyton Manning was in 16 or Trent Dilfer. He was way better than those guys. You know,
I will say this in Trent Dilfer's defense, and I don't know why I'm doing it. He wasn't a great quarterback, but if you look back at those 2000 playoffs, the dude hit one bomb every single game to complement what the defense was doing. It's
Brandon Stokely, right? Brandon Stokely
had one to Shannon Sharp. I mean,
Sharpless. Yeah. And he had Jamal Lewis, bro. He had,
and then the defense was.
Oh, no, obviously. That was one of the great defenses of all time, man. Yeah. But Jamal Lewis was a freaking stud at that time, man. I got to give him a lot of love. All right. Do we have a timetable? Are you hearing anything? The weird part is, dude, there's no hurry in the NFL to hire coaches. Like, this is not a Dolphin thing. Like, no one's hiring coaches. This is crazy.
No, but the expectation is the Giants, now that they have their GM in place, who, by the way, worked with Brian Daboll in Buffalo, which could be another factor. Because even though Daboll did work for the Dolphins at one point, it was only 1 year, and now he spent like the past 4 years with this guy as the assistant GM. So, but now that they've hired their GM, the expectation and everything that you read out of New York is that deal's going to get done maybe by the end of the week. And then the dominoes fall because, let's say, they hire Daboll, as a matter of fact, and that's one guy off the table for the Dolphins. Denver, they're down to three finalists, apparently. The expectation has been all along that it's going to be Dan Quinn. There's another of the seven identified candidates for the Dolphins that goes.
God, I'm not a Dan Quinn guy.
No, I know you're not, but people are still very high on him.
Love him as a defensive coordinator, but as a head coach, do you like him for a head coach?
I would have no issue with it. He's probably in those seven candidates, he'd probably be in my upper half. Okay. But it doesn't matter because again, everything has been pointing to him going to Denver. So that's two of the seven out of the way. Thomas Brown, to me, is not a realistic candidate. Is that three of the seven? I can't imagine Leslie Frazier being really a realistic candidate, especially after he handled those final 13 seconds for the Bills. That should disqualify him from any head coaching candidate. not to be harsh, but holy smokes, was that some kind of bad defense right there?
I'm with you. So I wasn't a Leslie Frazier fan, period, anyway. It's like Dan Quinn, been there, done it. I saw it already. Don't need to see it again. I'm good with Leslie Frazier and I'm good with Dan Quinn. Those guys just do nothing for me, unfortunately.
No, but there's something to be said. And trust me, I get where you're coming from, but there's something to be said from guys having learned lessons from their first stint and applying them, becoming better coaches the second time around, i.e. Bill Belichick. So there's something to that, but Leslie Frazier wouldn't be near the top of my list. So it wouldn't surprise me if it happened let's say sometime next week, once the dominoes start falling, starting with the Giants, again, with the expectation that they do something before the end of the week.
All right, good stuff. What are you working on there at Sports Illustrated?
Well, I just, as I mentioned, the Dable thing, and it's pretty much all, you know, coaching search updates, and going to do more things on the coaching candidates, like break them down and talking to people, you know, around the league. And my colleagues, my SI Fan Nation colleagues, in Buffalo and in Denver, get their thoughts on those guys and some inside stuff, including the one that I got from the 49ers who was suggesting to me, forget about Mike McDaniel. The guy you want to hire is D'Amico Ryans, who's got Mike Vrabel written all over him as a type of head coach candidate. And that guy's a good coach. I don't think anybody would question that. So,
all right, good stuff.
Those are the things.
All right. Follow him on Twitter at Poupart NFL and catch his work there at Sports Illustrated, and catch him twice a week here exclusively with the Sports Grill Miami Dolphins Insider Report. Alan, as always, you're a stud, my brother. Appreciate you taking time. We'll talk later on in the week, my friend.
You got it. You'll be good.
You got it. Appreciate you.